Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Donnie is quarantined, plus laughing, coughing, and Jackie Kennedy. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old all of our old bits.
All material. The old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Turn it up! Turn it up! Ball with the ball, the bang, the bang, diggy, 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 set the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie, say cowboy, with the top laid back and the sunshine shining, sipping on gin and juice, drop it like it's hot, drop, drop it like it's hot, drop, 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 drop it, turn it up, Dusty. Well, shoot, what to do now, turn it up, Dusty, don't go chasing waterfalls. Listen to the rivers and the streams that you're using. Turn it up, stop! If you don't hit them cymbals, I'll turn them into frisbees, dickface.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh in the sidekick chair. Ace is our engineer. Pat Godwin. We haven't heard a song yet, Pat.
Just sitting here waiting, okay, having fun, listening to you guys.
Tom Christie was talking about taking a course in happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that I don't know how I would do. And what was your advice to me?
Well, if you take it, don't look over Chick's shoulder for the answer.
Oh, oh, wow.
Yeah. Is it the Avon
right.
lady?
Come so. In. Can you answer the phone?
There's the track phone hotline, Chick.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm good, man. Chick's more wound up in a belly bass today. Swear to God.
What?
Everybody else getting depressed. He's wound up. It's day number 5 of my quarantine.
How's it going?
Yeah, I was depressed. I've been out of Doritos and Mountain Dew for about 4 of the 5 days now.
No.
Oh, man.
Starting to feel like a Chilean miner. Luckily, well, I did stock up my freezer with Hungry Man dinners and chicken pot pies.
Good.
Plus a ton of ground chuck I bought out of Icky Wood's trunk about 10 years ago. So I think that's still good. I swear to God, he signed it. Hey, this ain't the worst. Back then, I would let Patty Ferguson cook for me. She's a woman who can't even boil water. I swear to God. She can barely unwrap a popsicle. You know, you'd think after all them tuggies, she'd skin a popsicle in record time, but she's so uncoordinated. But I have figured out a new approach at selling my boat. Spoiler alert.
Yeah?
My sign says now, this ain't just a good quality used boat. It's also a social distancing tool.
Huh?
This boat is guaranteed to keep people away from your yard for years. I'm hoping this new approach will help me cash in. Anyways, man, these are weird times. We're all held up quarantined at my house. It's just me, my little son Whiffy, and my lead bass player, Todd Boner.
Oh, Todd's there.
I told Boner we should invite Angel Skinner and some of her friends over. Then we go from quarantine to quarantined in no time. Swear to God. But we're both low on rubbers, and with her crew, you better double bag it. Yeah, but no. Me and Whiffy, we've already done every puzzle and craft in the house. You know, I understand. He's off for summer break for like 3 months every year, but somehow in 1 week, we've already torn through every game and puzzle that we got.
Mm-hmm.
And we started doing crafts, making birdhouses.
Nice.
Well, I hate birds, Christy.
Oh, but, you do.
Well, we've made three so far, and we're already out of wood.
Uh-huh.
So you know that ain't going to last when the Peckers move in.
Yeah.
And Boner, he won't put down his bass guitar. I swear to God, if I hear him play Smoke on the Water one more time. And when he ain't playing bass, he's watching the same movies over and over.
Yep.
And then we get in huge debates about him. About ready to throw down. He claims Smokey and the Bandit 2 is better than the first one.
No way. No.
Thank you.
No.
Wow.
You get to see a roller coaster fall over, but that's the only cool part.
Oh, and then, Josh, he claims Porky's was better when it was in book form.
It's a good read.
He's just an idiot. And I can't prove it because library's closed. Uh-huh. I just hope he won't run out of pot. He's even dumber when he's not high. And Ernest goes to camp, going to start HBO in about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
He's been hunkered down tailgating for that thing to start.
Yeah, I bet.
He's high again. He just ate an entire box of Sugar Smacks, and now he's starting in on Whippy's Crown. Hang on. You better chew that crown up good. No, when you ate the sidewalk chalk, you clogged up the crapper. Man's an idiot. I gotta go.
Well, that should be exciting.
Yeah.
Todd Boner and Donnie living together, quarantined, mm-hmm. with little boy Wolfie. Good luck to Wolfie.
You know, Boner's the one that's the king of those claw machines.
Yes, he is.
He can win. I have never seen anybody win.
Didn't some guy in England put toilet paper in a claw machine?
Yes.
Isn't that the deal?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Purell and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's great. Torture people.
Yeah.
Torture people to give them the basic necessities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that game now just see if you can punch through a pane of glass?
Yeah. Shake the machine.
It's like a bowling for food.
Yeah.
We took 10 poor people. And that's no fun. Got some more letters.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Do you want to explain how this works, Josh?
Yes.
Well, you sit down, you write down your thoughts and feelings.
That's right.
Email
them to us. Yeah.
Email them to us.
Use the app, or you can text us at 888-262-8661, where I get 11 cents per text that comes in.
Do you get email money, too?
I don't, yeah.
Oh.
I'm working on that negotiation.
And the text thing is.
But write in. Tell us all about how I'm your favorite.
Let's see now.
Egomaniac.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike Beard in Ontario, Canada.
Does he have a beard?
On lockdown. I don't know, Mike. Why don't you send us the info? Here's a warning. Be very careful. One of the filthiest things out there, gasoline pumps.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We've all wear rubber gloves.
Yeah, wear the rubber glove or sanitize immediately afterward. And same with little dial-up things on ATMs.
Sure, yeah, the buttons and stuff.
Buttons, those are disgusting.
Just lick your fingers after.
But, yeah, I'm in a non-cash mode right now.
A lot of businesses are not taking cash, I read this morning, because of this.
Why do they think credit cards are any cleaner?
Because I clean my credit card all the time.
I keep my credit card in a bag.
Hang on a second.
Disinfectant.
What did you say? What did you say, Tom?
I clean my credit cards.
Christy, you're honestly, you guys are doing what should be done.
Honestly, I have
cards,
a bag.
But it has not occurred to me.
I have a Ziploc bag in my purse with my debit card in it with a Clorox wipe in it.
Oh, okay.
You're outdoing me. You win.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'd love to hear from you. Bob and Tom at bobandtom.com, wherever you may be in the world. Here's a suggestion. Animal Planet has a show called Too Cute.
Oh, it's so cute.
And there seems
to be too cute.
Today is National Puppy Day, and it seems to be a trend.
That's why people have been sending me pictures of their puppies. I didn't realize
that's
what it
was. A lot of people are getting puppies right now because they're all staying at home. It's a perfect time to puppy train.
Oh, that is a good point. Yeah.
Go maybe adopt a little doggy.
Yeah, exactly.
Great idea.
Or get a new one that's not messed up.
Oh, God.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry.
You know that.
Keep an eye. Stay away from that topic.
I'm transferring the dick stick from Chick over to you.
Just saying.
By saying something stupid, it points out the fact that you should be doing the right thing.
Of course.
Shelter's right now really in need of adoption.
A lot of
how about a song, Pat Godwin?
Yes, sir.
My friend.
Yes, my friend.
What do we got? What do you feel like singing?
Can you play something you know? That would be great.
Oh, I love. Wait a minute.
Oh, the Steelers wheel.
Okay.
huh? A little song for the times.
Well, I don't know why I came here this morning. In spite of every single one, and I wash my hands so many times they are raw. I'll keep working until it's martial law. Chicks to the left of me, Tom's to the right. Here I am, stuck at the station with you. Stuck at the station with you. And my friends, they all keep texting and wondering why I'm not staying home. Josh tilts his head back and lets out a mighty sneeze.
That's you.
Sneeze.
Oh, God.
That's ya.
Sounds pretty real to me. Ace is to the left of me. Christy's to the right. Here I am, stuck at the station with you.
Yes, sir.
Stuck at the station with you.
All right, yeah, stop that.
You know what? I've all of a sudden had an epiphany.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
I'm in this now to see how crazy he's going to get.
The fake sneeze he didn't care for.
No.
That's just like a real one. You're spewing whatever
you think?
Disgusting spirochete sputum that you're swallowing moment by moment over there.
You know what? Just let your brain run wild,
throw
man.
My coffee
just
away.
Do whatever you...
You're going to talk yourself into getting it.
You are. You're going to
stress
yourself.
You're going to be nowhere near it, but it's going to grow inside you.
Yep.
You know, stress is a really bad thing. Mm. Are you doing yoga at home with your girl? That would be really good for you.
I'm walking.
Are you making a batch?
And did I tell you this every day? I have these.
You're banging out this weekend?
These three dogs, and I'm walking. I'm like a mile and a half from my house. And Winnie, our new dog, just all of a sudden, she just sits, just looks at me like, I don't know about you, but
that's enough.
I'm done.
Yeah.
This walk's over.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here and then.
That's so funny.
I'm literally tugging like the little rascals with Petey. No, we're going this way. No, I'm taking a break.
Why don't you try just taking one dog and so it's a relaxing.
Oh, then the others feel all left out.
Well, then come back and you can.
No.
You know.
I bet it doesn't work.
You can't force your emotions on your pets.
We're going to hear from one of your dogs later on today.
I thought that's what pets were for.
Of course, that's what I do. Yeah. My golden retriever's vindictive and evil. We all know it.
Do you do this when you're petting your dog? You go, this is your favorite thing. And then you go, then he goes, no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. I have these arguments. Do you want me to pet you there? Not particularly. Great time for walking your dogs, though.
Yes.
And for those that were curious, Christy and I both have the bags that so when the doggy poops you can, and there's a brand that's biodegradable.
Oh, I don't know if I have those. I saw some in the woods yesterday, and I thought, boy, I hope those are because it.
You don't
know.
If they say
Kroger on them, they're not.
You toss yours in the woods.
Yeah,
I
but they're biodegradable.
Yeah. I take mine home and put them in the trash.
Just make sure you've got the biodegradable.
I think the half-life's still like 30 years.
Hey, look, I won't be around then. I'm not going to care.
Okay, all right. At last, that's the spirit. We get to the truth. Thank God.
If I make it another 30, I'll...
Oh, I hope so.
You could.
I'll be a really
world's
good old man.
Oldest man.
Damn kid.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yesterday, we discovered something really cool. We found a small little hill, and we had broken out one of the strollers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it became an instant roller coaster. Did that for like half an hour.
That's fun.
Put a kid in, shove them over the thing, and they go flying down screaming.
Safety.
Doesn't sound like fun at all.
I have video.
Yeah, it's fine.
Josh, you want to take this?
It's not dangerous. The fence stops them.
No, the river stops.
Oh, right into the water.
They jump out before they hit the water.
Oh, my God.
Don't be stupid. They're not idiots. By the way, if you want to send us... email bobandtom@bobandtom.com or Josh, how else can people communicate?
Text us. My goodness, you got your phone right in your hand. 888-262-8661. I get 11 cents per text.
You get nothing
I will fight you.
Yeah, well, fine.
You'll win.
We have some, all I have to do is get within 4 feet of him.
I know.
We have some incredibly obscure requests.
Oh, okay.
Mints away.
Run.
Now, this one, I think it, at a time like this, this is wildly inappropriate.
Oh, boy.
Can I get anything out without him interrupting me?
And you want me to stay home?
Oh, man. Oh, I feel it.
This is wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
This request.
Oh, the request.
Yeah. Well, I feel kind of bad about this, but I feel an obligation to our audience to do what they would like.
Yeah.
Okay.
When have you been appropriate?
Josh, this involves you and your family.
Okay.
Your grandpa died.
What a fascinating request this is.
This is an odd request.
I know Josh is too much of a gentleman to ask. I need to see.
I want to see the
request for this. I need to see Christy, a picture of the man. I don't want to touch it. Nope. No thanks.
Christy,
I got enough problems over here.
I just sanitized.
She grabbed it by the corner.
All right.
I did. Just a quick note. Thanks for. Oh, could I please hear Josh's grandparents' funeral?
Okay, so thank you very much.
Oh, wait. Andrew, he is also asking for Chick's Jackie Kennedy impression. Oh.
Well, you know, during these terrible times, Jack goes and stays with Marilyn. And I just stay here at the White House.
I just don't want to be quarantined.
And
with
I smoke. Of course, when I go take a crap, I turn the faucet on
so no one
can hear me.
Sure, and,
yes.
Now, Mrs. Kennedy, is it true that those are gold candlesticks behind you?
Well, it's actually a Vermeer. Whatever.
You know what I meant, you bitch!
Here's a song you're going to like, Tom. It's on TikTok. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, do they have a direct line to hell? What do they sing?
You're going to die.
Oh.
You're going to die.
Oh, my God.
Well, who's giving you this
you're
crap?
You're going to die.
Turn it off.
I ordered it up.
Good for you.
So anyway, yes, my grandparents lived in a assisted living facility they absolutely loved. They had so many friends. They could go eat at the restaurant there.
Believe you're participating.
They loved it. And they requested that when they passed away, which they both did very close to one another because they were, well, very close to one another.
Inseparable.
And heartbroken.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. They
heartbroken and dead.
They wanted the services to be held right there on site at the chapel, which happened to be right next to the rec room. I mean, the doors led into one.
Very
and this is a little a little solemn, but I thought in honor of your grandpa, his actual funeral, we have just the beginning of the sermon here. As you can see, people again. Apparently, there's a game going on next door.
It's a lively
game.
Hey,
could you stop the rally here? We got a funeral to get to.
I mean, this is so accurate.
By request, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
If you have an obscure moment of this show you'd like us to recreate, no matter how tasteless it is, please, by all means, bobandtom@bobandtom.com. Tell us where you are if you're in some exotic spot in the world, hunkered down like everybody else. So we'd love to hear from you. Now, we do have some sad news in the world over the weekend. Great singer Kenny Rogers died.
Yep.
And I forgot to look up. I honestly think that some of the Kenny Rogers roasters, I believe, still exist.
Okay.
I'll look it up while you do the story.
I love
Grammy-winning artist Kenny Rogers has passed away at the age of 81. He died at home in Sandy Springs, Georgia, of natural causes. He had been on hospice care. The Houston-born performer with the husky voice and silver beard sold tens of millions of records, won 3 Grammys, and was the star of TV movies based on The Gambler and other songs. Of course, major star in the 70s and 80s. He thrived for some 60 years before retiring in 2017 at the age of 79. Rogers was raised in public housing in Houston Heights with 7 siblings. It's a true rags-to-riches story. His Indeed. Breakthrough came when he was asked to join the new Christy Minstrels, a folk group back in 1966. The band reformed as First Edition and scored a pop hit with... The
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
And it's the last song he sang, actually.
Do you remember what movie?
Every other song he sang.
Oh, sure.
Just kind of
sings like this.
Yeah, but fine. You can't.
Lucille.
The Big Lebowski.
No wind to hold.
Not want
to hear. The Big Lebowski, they brought that song back.
Tom sing as Kenny Rogers.
He kind of nails it.
Well, if you insist. Not
really singing.
For God's sake, turn around.
Yes.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
I agree.
I'd rather hear your version of that.
I love Kenny.
His solo career took off with Lucille in 1977, and he never really stopped after that. He and Dolly Parton did some great things together.
Yeah, I welled up watching her goodbye to him.
Now, didn't Al Yankovic do a Lucille?
What do you mean?
His car breaking down?
Yes. Yeah, it was loose seal. Yeah. Right?
No, you picked a fine time to leave me loose wheel.
Loose wheel. Okay. Yeah. I see.
Are you serious?
No, he did not do that.
How many times do I have to sit here and lie? And you still think I'm
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the hell?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach ja.